Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I love hearing stories like this. Ryan Gosling, very proud of his Disney obsession. You know how there's like kids that love Disney and then there's the adults?
The adult Disneyers,
yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
Every time I go with my sister, she lives in California, and I see all the adults on their own at Disney.
No kids. I know a few. I ain't even gonna lie.
No shame whatsoever.
None.
Well, Ryan Gosling has no shame about his love for Disney. He'll go to the park and hang out alone. That's how much he loves it. And recently, John Stamos is opening up about how Ryan Gosling made him feel more comfortable about his Disney obsession as an adult. He said 6 or 7 years ago, he was kind of saying to himself, man, I got to shed this Disney thing. I got to grow up. Nobody's going to take me seriously. Exactly. With this Mickey Mouse love. And he said he was at a party and Ryan Gosling walks right up to him and says, you're a Disney fan, aren't you?
I could tell. I could smell you from across the room.
Yeah.
He had his Mickey Mouse ears on or what?
John Stamos said he was like, yeah, I'm obsessed. I'm a Disney adult. I go there by myself. And Ryan Gosling's like, yeah, I wear headphones. I go on rides. I have a mixtape. And
so
he said Ryan Gosling talked him off the ledge when it came to being a Disney fan and went, screw it. But Ryan Gosling was in the... good morning, 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studio. It is not Monday. It is Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
Short week.
Short week.
Shake those shoulders.
Shorty.
So happy when you get to work and you realize it's not Monday. It's Tuesday already.
It feels like a Monday, though.
Mm-hmm.
It does, but it's a Mon Tuesday.
Did you have a good weekend?
It was decent. You know, I'm not going to out here oversell it and be like, it was amazing.
Yeah.
But it was nice to be able to focus up. I mean,
okay. The
grill was on most of the weekend. I'll say that. Yeah, buddy.
Nice.
Yeah, it sure was.
I had a lot of fun things go on this weekend, including some spontaneous moments. And we're going to talk about it next. I had a very spontaneous moment.
Spontaneous? You?
Ended me up at a random house in West Allis.
What?
Just wait, everybody. Kiss FM. It was a perfect weather weekend for Memorial Day.
It really was.
I mean, it was beautiful every day, DZ.
It was nice and cool at night, too. It wasn't too bad.
It was phenomenal.
Perfecto.
Yes.
Yeah.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. You can still log in and win Taylor Swift tickets, by the way.
That's still going on? Tay in LA?
Unless I'm crazy, I believe so.
We ain't got our Kiss FM winner yet.
No.
We still looking?
Get on the Odyssey app, listen online. Every hour you listen, you get entered to win Taylor Swift tickets. Okay, so Memorial Day weekend was amazing. We were at the pool every single day. I ran my children into the ground, DZ. It was great.
If them boys didn't come home pruny.
If they didn't oversleep in the morning. Yesterday morning, I had to wake them up and be like, hut, hut, new day, let's go.
Grab them swimsuits, boys.
They were out cold, man. They were sleeping. They were tired.
Nice.
It was that summer sleep, you know?
Yeah.
Where you've been outside all day. You've been at the pool. We went to the Princeton Club 2 days and swam there. We went to Cool Waters yesterday and swam there.
Okay.
That, if you saw me on TMJ4, yes, you did.
I was
on the news.
You got on the news?
They were interviewing people at Cool Waters. I go, I'm in.
All right, I'm here. What's up?
This is what I do for a living. Come interview me.
Come talk to me.
But the most exciting part of the weekend was when I randomly ran into one of my good friends at the Princeton Club. She was swimming with her daughter, my friend Carrie, who you know. And our kids are friends. And I pulled up to the Princeton Club and went, what are you doing here? She goes, what are you doing here? I go, you didn't tell me you were coming. She goes, you didn't tell me you were coming.
Uh-huh.
And then we ended up at her house that night doing s'mores around her little bonfire. And the whole neighborhood was there. And I ended up having this spontaneous, fun s'mores night with my kids.
You had a random block party on a random afternoon.
It was good.
Or
was
evening,
good.
I should say.
Well, they live in West Allis. And she's like, we got a hood. She's like, all the kids play in the alley at night.
Oh, man.
Like, childhood. You smell that? It's childhood.
Some kids trying to set something on fire, I guarantee.
Kids in the alley playing and running amok. I love it. It's my kind of
tripping
vibe.
Over a scooter, somebody bike. Now they got Segways, though. You know what I'm saying? Now
they got hoverboards.
These kids are going crazy.
So that just brings
back the feels.
All weekend swimming and then followed by a s'mores night and some yard work. I just had a full back-to-back fun weekend.
You had a legit Memorial Day weekend.
I did. What did you do?
I honestly, mm-hmm. besides grilling, mm-hmm. I ate some s'more Oreos at home. we ain't have no s'mores.
Yeah, me and s'mores.
We just grilled and looked for houses. Straight up, that's what we did entire weekend. We're still house hunting.
Consumed your weekend, huh?
Consumed the weekend, has consumed our lives. Not just the weekend, it's all I could think about. We got more house showings today.
You got to do what you got to do.
What we got to do is find a house ASAP.
When do you have to move by?
We still got some time, but realistically, we'd love to make something happen sooner than later.
If you could go now, you would.
Yeah, man. With all things going on in our lives, the way our bank accounts are set up and the way our life accounts are set up, we currently right now would like to move sooner than later.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
It'll just be easier.
You want it dealt with.
Want it done.
100%.
We want to be comfortable. We want to keep it pushing, and that's exactly what we're doing. So that's all we did. House hunt. I can't even say house hunt three times fast.
Grill and house hunt. That's what DZ did. You grilled and you house hunted.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the pool every single day this weekend.
You went enough for both of us. We didn't have to go.
It was great.
Fantastic.
Do I look tan?
A little bit.
Damn it.
Not really. Enough. I'm sorry. Not enough. Not enough, dog.
Damn.
We got to keep working on it, man.
Allie's still too white. I'm trying.
You got a base layer.
No, that's not enough. 414-533-1037. What did you guys do this weekend? Did you swim like me and my kids? Maybe you had s'mores and a bonfire. Did you house hunt or grill out like DZ?
Did you travel?
Maybe you did something totally different. Maybe you did nothing.
Did you go fishing? What'd you do?
We'll talk about it next. Kiss FM.
Did you hear what happened this weekend?
I don't think so.
I don't know why I'm whispering.
I was going to say, are we keeping a secret now? What happened?
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, and we're talking about what we did this weekend. DZ house hunted and grilled out. I was at the pool every day with my kids. We did s'mores. We did a bonfire. I want to get right into it. Ryan's in Calabama this morning. Can we pull him up first? Because that's why I was whispering. Ryan!
What up?
Share with everyone. Share with everyone what you did this weekend.
I turned in my man card.
He ain't the man. He ain't
was turned in.
Ryan got sniffed this weekend.
That's right, my boy.
Did get snipped. Snipped.
Oh, so that's what I hear. That's the ice pack. That's what I heard in the background. Got it.
You hear it? It's jingling right now. You hear it?
Ryan, men are always afraid to get snipped. How was it?
It was horrible. It's horrible.
Thank
what are you talking about?
Thank you. See?
I'm dead serious. I have never been in this much pain in my life.
Well, you didn't have a kid. Come on. Men are so dramatic. Ugh. You want your crotch to hurt? Have a kid. Say less. Come on.
Listen, comparing apples to oranges, all right?
Yeah. Well, my wife did 18 months, so now I can do 18 years. So
that's
I'm
right.
Good.
That's right. I'm very glad you did that. A lot of men say, like, it's quick. You're in and out, and then you move on with your life, and you don't think about it.
Nah, man. Correct.
Why are you grabbing your crotch like you know anything about a vasectomy?
I'm holding my stomach.
Every man can feel the pain.
I can feel it in my stomach right now. I feel like I need an ice pack. Ryan, I feel for you, my brother. If nobody else does, you know I do, bro.
You're telling me your boys still hurt today? You did this on Friday. They still hurt?
Yeah, because Al, you know me. I don't listen to the doctors. Mm-hmm. The doctors are sitting here.
Did we lose him?
Right, apparently. He cuts out right as it got juicy.
Right
as he starts telling us what the doctor said, he cuts out. What the hell? Ryan.
I'm going to guess that the doctor told him not to move.
I connect you to Bluetooth.
Listen, doctor said, hey, take it easy, get off your feet, don't do nothing. And Ryan said, bet, I'm going to go mess with the goats and I'm going to go build something in my backyard.
Guess what? That's exactly what I did. I put my fence back up. I was splitting wood. I was doing everything that I wasn't supposed to do.
Well, no wonder your crotch hurts because what do you expect, Ryan?
Splitting wood and splitting something else, too.
That's
Ryan didn't
get.
Listen for nothing.
Well, happy.
Exactly.
Congrats. You can now not worry about getting pregnant. Congrats.
Go get your incision check, man.
You got to wait. Yeah, you say you got to wait. You got to 15 to 22 times, so it's good to go.
15 to 22 times.
He's an expert now, man.
Oh, man. Ryan, we're glad the boys are okay.
Yes. We're going to holler at you later, fam, all right?
All right, bro. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Oh, later, man. Love.
Lori is in Cedarburg on 7 this morning. Good morning, Lori. What did you do this long Memorial Day weekend?
Good morning. On Saturday, we did a bunch of yard work and gardening. Sunday, watched racing and went Maxwell Street Day shopping. And Monday, I helped direct traffic for our parade.
Oh, the parade in Cedarburg. By the way, I got stuck in a parade this weekend.
Really?
I was so upset.
Did you wave? Roll down your window and wave at everybody?
No, I was mad because I wanted to get around it. The Elm Grove Parade. I did not appreciate you blocking off the street right as I came rolling through Watertown Plank, by the way. I did not appreciate that.
Appreciate your patience, all right? Appreciate that patience.
I had to go way out of my way. It's a story for another day, let me tell you. But, okay, so the parade went good in Cedarburg, Lori?
Well, actually in Beansville. Yes, it went very well.
Okay.
I forgot they'd be doing plenty parades during these times. It's parade season, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, it started parade and festival season.
Yeah, Memorial Day kicked them off. People are going to have 4th of July parades in a month, and that's the way it's going to be. Well, thanks for calling, Lori.
Yeah, Lori did a little bit of everything. Have a good morning. Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Mike is in Hartford. He's got his own theme song this morning.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right.
Diaz, Weba.
What are you up to? Tell us about your weekend.
We started prepping for Eileen's 3rd birthday this coming Saturday.
Ah, I'll be there.
There's a birthday coming up.
I'm heading to Hartford, everybody. Watch out if you see me this weekend. Yes, you did.
Hartford, stay off the roads.
Yep, pretty much. There is it is actually the citywide rummage sale, Allie, so be careful.
On Saturday?
Yeah, on Saturday, citywide rummage sale in Hartford.
Be careful. You're screaming my language. I'm in.
I'm saying watch out for all the other people that are walking.
That ain't her concern.
No, I'm not worried about them. I'll be here. It's fine. Oh, my goodness. Well, Mike, I'm glad you're getting ready for Eileen's birthday. We'll see you this weekend.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
Have a good day, guys.
Somebody texted in and said this weekend was cookouts, bonfires, swimming, and a date. Oh, that was Kelly in Sussex. She had a date. I forgot. Go, girl.
Go, Kelly. It's your date day.
Angie from Lake Geneva said I went on my kayak to a couple of lakes in my area and went fishing.
What did I say? Well, I said this off air, but everybody had a kayak strapped to something this weekend. Everywhere I went, kayak, kayak, kayak. I was getting kayak FOMO. I was like, man, forget y'all with y'all kayaks. I wish I had one.
Yeah, no kidding. Finally, Jessie's in Stallus. Let's go to her quick and see what she did this weekend.
Lay on my stomach to the up.
Good morning, Jessie.
Good morning.
I love hearing that Megan Thee Stallion. Gets me going. Not a lot.
I did it partially for you because you said how much you love it. I'm like,
I love it.
Let's do it.
All right.
Do I mess with the with the female rappers? Yes,
you
I do.
You a stallion for sure.
Yes, I do. All right, Jessie, what'd you do this weekend?
I got to see my family, my twin nephews and my niece, which they live in Illinois, so it's not real far. But
you had family time.
Yeah, family time. Got to see the kids and hang out. And, of course, I did gardening. And, of course, we were grilling.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
I remember. I remember the you can't tell them apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I cannot tell them. Well, I can now.
Now.
When they were little, I could not.
One look more like they daddy.
Jessie said she was going to be sending us a picture of these twins to see if we could tell them apart. So
I sent it on Instagram.
Okay. We got to see a picture of them boys. See how identical they really are.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I call them email and Gmail because they're twins.
Email and Gmail. Come on.
Well, their names are Emmett and Grant, so I call them email and Gmail.
Now that's cute. Tell me that's not cute.
EG.
Email and Gmail. That's perfect.
Email and Gmail. Mm-hmm. And my niece is 12, and now she understands. She's like, Auntie, those are real things. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Jessie, what you thought I was just making them up?
Right? Well, hey, thanks for calling, Jessie.
Glad you got to see the fam.
Yes, have a great week.
You too. Bye.
Weekend's over. Hope everybody had a great one.
Get back to it.
Mm-hmm.
Clock in.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. It is time for Trends Tuesday, where we talk about something really cool in the tech world, all sponsored by Wendy's. Wendy's without the Wendy's app is like a Frosty without the fries. I had Wendy's twice this weekend. Yes, I did.
It's a lot of swimming, a lot of Wendy's,
It was great. A lot of Frosties, a lot of Cobb salad. They came out with a new Cobb salad.
Really? Really?
It's just what I needed from Wendy's. Right. Thank you.
All right, big ups to them.
I'm here for it anyway. Not important right now. Let's talk about tech. What do you got? Something?
Gee, I got something for y'all. It's interesting. It could be scary to some. It's mind-changing or mind-bending to others.
Mm-hmm.
But many people may have already heard Elon Musk and Neuralink, man. Neuralink.
Okay, what is this?
And then I said, man, like Terrence Howard at the end. Come on, man.
What is Neuralink?
So Neuralink is basically an Elon Musk brainchild,
mm-hmm.
A company that has been working on implant change. chips so that you can control computers with your brain.
Yeah.
There is now apparently FDA approval to begin human trials with Neuralink, Elon Musk's company, so that people can basically start to control computers, machinery, doing things just by thinking.
Yeah.
The future is here, y'all.
Yeah.
So as far as the tech trend, I couldn't find anything else more interesting than the fact that you can now start to think with your mind and control your computer. Imagine you having a little brain chip implanted somewhere in your brain.
Stop it.
Somewhere in your skull that now lets you use your computer hands-free. You're typing keystrokes. You're looking at this corner. You're closing this page. Mm-hmm. You're highlighting, copying, pasted, all with a thought. Imagine typing a paper in your brain.
That's weird.
But it's interesting, ain't it?
I already do this, and then things pop up in my iPhone, and I don't understand why.
Right?
It's like I didn't even say anything out loud. How did you know what I wanted?
Somehow you know it's looking for camping equipment, and I didn't tell nobody.
the chip's already in, man.
Ooh, you just said something so crazy because I felt the same way.
Telling you.
I felt the same way, dog.
I'm telling you.
So just so you know, they have now approved. And the FDA kind of did but didn't admit that, yes, they got approved.
Right.
Because a spokesperson popped out and said, we acknowledge and understand that Neuralink has now said that they can start human trials. And you know what? This is us making the acknowledgement that we hear you. Because Elon has said in the past, we've got approval, and they didn't. Sounds like this time they really, really do. So it's about that time. They're not the first company, but he sounds like it's the most evolved. Because he said, why would you want the iPhone 1 when the iPhone 14 is available? Yeah. So Neuralink is trying to be the iPhone 14 of brain implant. Oh. Buddy.
Listen, I don't need a brain implant. Like I said, they already know what I'm thinking, okay?
True.
Brain implant, nothing. Well, that's kind of interesting. Okay, cool.
We'll see.
Well, thanks for sharing that.
I got you.
Can I give you a personal problem of my own for What Would DZ Do
next? Of course. Yes.
Something happened this weekend with my dating life and my children.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what to do with it.
Okay.
I'm a little scared.
No. You have to talk to me.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Please, God, don't make my life worse. Whatever you do with this one, this is a serious one, DZ.
I make no promises. You brought it to me. You wanted this.
I did want this.
You get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
Okay, you're right. DZ, help. And everyone else, help. My kids are on to me. They're too old now and they know I'm dating.
Oh.
And they're seeing everything going on in my life and it's stressing me out to the point where, you know how if your phone is connected in your car, every time you get a text, it pops up.
Yeah.
And I have my phone locked down enough that you can't see what a person texts you, but you can see when you get a text.
So and from who still?
So it'll pop up, it'll say DZ. Like, say you shoot me a text.
Right.
And they'll be like, oh, DZ texted you. And
I'm what did DZ say?
I'm like, don't worry about it.
Right.
And then they'll be like, oh, grandma texted you. And you'll see, you know, a text pop up. Well, I've got a few texts coming through from men. Here and there.
Okay. Some potential suitors.
I date and I'm very open about that.
Yeah.
And they keep seeing some of these pop up. And the other day they asked me, they go, who's that? Who's that text you keep getting from
blank name?
Blank
from
name.
From blank.
Because you know, I keep it on the down low. I go, don't worry about it.
Uh-huh.
And they go, Ma, is that your boyfriend?
Ooh, they're calling you out.
I go, I don't have a boyfriend. They go, is that the guy you're dating? I go, I'm not dating anyway. That's anyone. That's my friend. And Hudson says to me, cut the act. My kid said, cut the act.
Stone cold with him. I know he was serious when he said it too.
He was.
He said, cut the act.
Cut the act.
Mother.
This is the first time my kids have been like, yo, we know something's going on.
Mm.
And now I'm like, geez, I got to disconnect my CarPlay?
I got to cut the act.
What do I got to put my phone on? Do not disturb when I drive? I can't even live my life?
What'd you say when this man said cut the act?
Nothing. I was so freaked out. I couldn't believe he said cut the act.
He got you, huh?
I was so freaked out.
Froze you in your tracks.
I didn't know what to do. So I said, I held the steering wheel 10 and 2 as tight as I was squeezing the steering wheel trying to figure out what to do next.
White knuckling that mug.
Like, oh God, they see men texting me and they're freaking out. So I just said, you don't have anything to worry about.
Uh-huh. Well, of course not.
Nobody's coming into your life and nobody's moving into our house. And you just, if someone's important enough to me, you'll meet them and don't worry about that.
Okay.
And they were like, okay, but who's that? Who's that texting you?
But still, they still want to know.
But this is why I have code names in my phone, thank God. I thought ahead of this. See, I was ahead of them in my thoughts because there's no actual names. I'll shorten everything.
Give everybody like a nickname or something.
Yes. Yes. So like if...
So when Pizza Hut texts you...
It says P. That's right. 100%.
Got you. Got you.
Or when Pizza Hut texts me...
You know, it just says Pizza Hut. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe I need to change them to business names.
Maybe.
They're going to be like, why is Pizza Hut texting you so much?
Mom, Pizza Hut and Little Caesars be hitting you up religiously. What you got against Domino's? Nothing. Domino's text me too.
Domino's and I are friends.
So what's the deal?
Pizza Hut and I are friends. I need to know what to tell these kids because they're onto it. And there's no hiding anymore. Because I tell them, I do what I want when you're at your dad's.
Okay.
So you don't worry about my dating life. It doesn't affect you. And until it affects you, you don't need to worry about it. But yes, mom is single and mom is allowed to go on dates when you're with your father.
Don't worry about Pizza Hut.
And I tell him that because I'm not going to lie to him and be like, mom just sits in the house the whole time while you go to dad. No, I don't sit in the house. I'm a grown adult and I can date if I want to date.
I'll do whatever I want.
So what do I tell them now? Because they're asking too many questions and they want to know who specific names are and I'm like,
They're interested. No, they're interested. And I'm interested in answering this for you. I'm glad you asked me this, G.
Okay.
But I want to answer with everybody else.
All right.
Can I do that?
Next. We can take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. What do I tell my kids now that they're starting to see texts and phone calls and they hear me on the phone? The other night I was on the phone. They go, who are you talking to? I go, mind your business.
Yeah, I got the answer for you, dog.
All right. Thanks, DZ. We'll do it next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Okay, so I told DZ over the weekend, my kids started to notice messages popping up in the car on my CarPlay and wanted to know who the male suitor was that was messaging me. And I said, mind your own business. And they said, cut the act, mom. They're on to me.
Yeah.
They're too old now.
They say, quit playing with us.
I can't pretend like I'm not seeing anyone. They're always going to know when I'm talking to dudes.
Put some respect on our names.
We are the men of the house.
Okay. If there's another man around, we need to know. We need to vet this guy.
What should I say to them? Because the fact that they're saying to me, cut the act, they're not even letting me lie to them anymore.
They're past that phase.
They're going to be 10 and 12 in a couple of months.
When they were younger, it was one thing to go, okay, privacy, don't worry about it. This is mommy's friend.
This is just a friend.
This is just a friend. They don't care about no friends.
They're on to me now.
They know what you mean.
They know it's not just a friend.
Yeah, they're not playing to be getting
older. DZ, I'm in denial.
Yeah, you are in denial. And that's exactly what I'm about to say to you. What would DZ do? Have this talk to you.
Oh, no.
It ain't about the kids.
Oh, no.
It's about you not being ready to admit to them.
Correct.
That you might have some men in your life that you like to enjoy and spend time with.
Yeah.
And maybe one of them's a friend. Maybe one of them's not. It's not for them to worry about.
Right.
But I do think you need to have open conversations with them.
Okay.
They are at that age where I remember being 10, 11, 12. That's when you start to get your little butterflies in your own stomach. Mm-hmm. You might get a little crush for yourself. So they're looking to have this understanding and just looking to see where it's at. And I think this is a great time for you to teach them something about not a quote unquote love life, but on how people interact, right?
Okay.
Maybe it's a great lesson for them to go, well, my mom can have friends.
Mm-hmm.
Us, we need to take it slow. So this is where you go, okay, well, mom has friends.
Yeah.
Y'all don't get to do all these things yet. This is for grown folks. Mm-hmm. You can ask whatever question you may want, but when I say, don't worry about it, this is for grown folks.
It means don't worry about it.
This is for grown folks.
Okay.
So
I try to reassure them that nobody is like coming in to take over and boss them around, and nobody's coming in to move into our house because these are some of the fears they have.
Right. Well, that you reassure them that all day long. They're going to need that, and I'm sure they want that too.
Because
as young men, you're going to be like, listen, that's our mom to protect. Don't worry about it. Big dog, whoever you are, guy who we don't know. Right? But giving them these little previews or maybe discussing who this friend is or how you guys met might be helpful for them. But also draw that line to be like,
none of your business.
Too many questions. Don't worry about it. It's a friend.
I did tell them, I said, you don't need to worry about any men in my life until I tell you need to worry about any men in my life. And I said, and there's nobody you need to worry about right now. And I said, and listen, nobody's coming in to boss you around and be your stepdad. And they go, oh.
Allie.
Does that sound funny?
Allie just said, you don't got to worry about a new daddy until I tell you you're getting a new daddy. Okay? It's literally what you said to them boys.
And I meant it. And I meant it.
I'm getting hot up in here, man.
Tiffany's in Milwaukee. Being a single mom with boys who are now coming of age is a tough thing. Tiffany, good morning. Help.
Talk to us, Tiffany. Maybe your advice is better than mine.
It is not. Allie, you are telling them all the right things that they need to know.
Phew.
You're giving them, you know, hey, I'm seeing people, but they're not coming in. They're not. You're not going to meet them unless it gets serious.
Right, which is what I said.
I told my kids the same exact thing as they were growing up. I was a single mom for quite some time. Mm-hmm. You know, I need to make sure that everything is good before they meet you. Because I'm trying to make sure that they're not going to overstep, they're not going to hurt you, they're not going to do any of those things.
I said that kind of stuff. I said, listen, I said, you're my first priority. So while you don't get to make my adult decisions, you matter more than anything.
Right.
And you will always be the most important. And if there's an issue, I will always pick you. Like,
right,
don't worry.
Right. That text doesn't matter because I'm with you right now.
Right, exactly.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Tiffany said it way good.
However, oh no.
Oh no.
For your car dilemma.
Car play with the messages popping up where you can't see the messages, but you can see a name. So Pizza Hut's texting me daily all day.
Can they click in and be like, oh, what did Domino say?
No.
Bloop.
Hell no.
They don't need to. So in your Bluetooth settings, if you click on the device that you want to that you're connected to, you can turn off message access.
So it won't come through.
Come through on the car. It'll pop up on your phone, but it's not going to be like all up in the car and be all loud and disrupting the music.
Let them give it a little preview.
Right.
Okay. Tiffany came in with the double help too, because I had said forget the CarPlay. Yeah. That's a problem I can't deal with.
I was on the phone one night and Owen came in. He's like, "Who are you talking to?" And I was like, "Nobody." And I hung up the phone.
Really?
Sure did. Hung up on him. Old dude, I'm like, gotta go.
Bye.
Click.
It's like, nobody. Who are you on the phone with?
And I held up my phone. I go, nobody. See?
Look. I was just talking to myself. Mama schizophrenic. Don't even worry about it.
Don't worry about me.
You rather have them.
I'd rather lie to them. Tiffany, thanks for calling. I'd rather have them believe I'm talking to myself in my bedroom. Okay?
Tiffany, you brought the real logic. I appreciate you today.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Well, let's get to Allie in Economowoc quick because she's our resident therapist. And Allie, am I doing everything wrong when my kids ask who these men are? Why Pizza Hut's texting me?
Allie, you're doing everything right. I wouldn't recommend that you do anything different. I think you're being open and honest with them.
Okay.
You're giving them a space to ask questions, and you are drawing the line about whether or not you're going to answer those questions, or like DZ said, if it's none of their business and they don't need to know that right now. And you're reassuring them that they're your top priority, and I wouldn't recommend that you do anything different. I think you're being a great mom.
Oh, Allie, thank you. I'm a bit all stressed because I'm realizing they're literally at this age where they now are, they're not stupid.
What?
They understand that I am clearly,
You gonna say thank you to Allie? I literally said all of those same things. She just said it way smarter.
Thank you, DZ.
You're right. Psychologist, DZ.
She gets paid for this. I just do it for fun on the radio.
DZ, I thought your advice was great too.
Yeah, whatever. Allie, honestly, you already know. You bring the actual words that she needs. I'm just here to have some fun.
Right. Allie on the phone.
Both of y'all.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did we lose her?
No. We were both,
I'm here.
We were both talking. We were both talking over her. She probably was like doing, she actually knows when to stop talking and we do not.
Nope. Of course not. But she's working on a theme song. She got to have like 2-3 days in the books right now.
Allie, what were you going to say before we let you go?
I was going to say I'll take a stipend if you guys want to hire me on as the resident psychologist.
Let's go.
I'll totally take a stipend.
Well, DZ, you willing to give up any salary?
Keep her on retainer. Okay. Bye, Allie. Have a good rest of your day. Okay, bye.
We pay in theme songs.
We pay in theme songs, and we'll see you tomorrow for day 4.
Thanks for calling, Allie.
Thank you.
Bye, Allie.
All right, DZ, I liked your advice, and I liked everyone's advice. Thank you, everybody. I'm just going to keep it at 100 with my kids. And that's it. We got it. Well, Am I the Jerk is next. DZ, you remember the original, don't you? What is Love?
Of course.
Love with the head bop.
With the notorious.
What was it? Was it Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan?
Yep.
Head to the side, guys. Anyway,
I forgot the second name, but Will Ferrell for sure.
Uh-huh. Anyway, they remade it, though. That was David Guetta, Coi Leray, and Anne Marie, who redid it with the sample.
Another timeless classic in
yes.
the books.
I love it. I'm here for it. All right. So I hope everybody had a really good weekend. Coming up next, there is drama in the grocery store for Am I the Jerk?
When isn't there drama in a grocery store?
I love this submission that we got. She emailed in, and she's had a real grocery store issue when it came to getting in line. We can all relate. We're going to discuss it next for Am I the Jerk? Here for it. Kiss FM.
Still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This one triggered me. It may trigger all of you as well because it involves the grocery store where we all have to go, unfortunately, at some point.
It is inevitable, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I enjoy it, sometimes I don't. But listen to what Katie wrote in. She wants to know if she's the jerk for not letting someone go ahead of her in line at the grocery store.
Okay.
She said, "Hi, Allie and DZ. I had an Am I the Jerk moment this past weekend I thought I'd share. I went grocery shopping because we were having company in town. It was a tight window between getting off work and getting the kids from daycare, but obviously I needed to get it done." She said, "Now, I fully admit I had a pretty full cart. The grocery store had all their self-checkout lanes open and only two regular cashier checkouts."
I hate that. They be doing that now. Yeah.
I'm team self-checkout. But anyway, she said, "Seeing as how I had such a big haul and some liquor, I went to the regular checkout. At some point, someone with about 7 to 8 items got in line behind me, and then someone with only 2 items in hand got in line behind her. Right before the cashier began to scan my groceries, the lady behind me asked if she could go ahead of me because she only had a few items. I said, 'No, I'm in a hurry, and if I let you, I will probably also have to let the lady behind you now go because they have even fewer items, and then they're going to have to skip me.' The lady went off on me, saying I'm selfish, told me I'm what's wrong with my generation. I'm a millennial. She was clearly a boomer. I was completely taken aback and did everything I could to hurry along and even helped the bagger bag my groceries."
Wow.
"I've told this story to a couple people. Some say I'm the jerk since I had so many items and she only had a few. And she asked, so I just should have let her go ahead of me. Others say, no way. Would it have been polite? Yes. But I had my reasons, so I'm not the jerk. Would love to hear your listeners' thoughts on if I'm the jerk or not. Thanks, Katie." Now, I have so many thoughts on this.
Yeah.
One, why are you in the regular checkout with a few items if there's self-checkout? I feel like those are for the people with all the items. Am I wrong on this?
No, you're not, but you're also not going to convince me that I need to go to the self-checkout and do somebody else's job. I'm not with that whole automation bit. So I'm going to go to the person that has the ability to check me out so I don't got to check myself out. If I've got 1 to 2 things, I might wish that somebody would let me skip them, of course. But at the same time,
but you can't demand it.
I've been burned on both angles to where you let somebody go, and now OG in front of you is paying with pennies and nickels and dimes, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Writing a check.
I'm like, oh my God.
Here we go.
You only got 3 things. I will buy them for you. Just put them with mine. Put them with
keep
mine. Let them go. I'll pay for them. Bye. Okay, bye. I got it.
I feel like self-checkout is made for people with 7 to 8 items. Mm. What are you in the... I understand. Okay, DZ, I used to think that you hated self-checkout because you thought they were taking jobs away.
But they are.
Well, right, but it was really because you want someone... You don't want to do it yourself.
I don't
want
to do the work.
You're like, I don't want to do it.
That's somebody's job. Yeah. I don't feel like doing the work. Yeah. You're not paying me. What you going to do? Have me stocking my own shelves next? No, I'm not doing that. No, I'm going to the person that has the ability to actually check me out. I need the interaction.
I love self-checkout.
And for them to do their job, because I'm not going to do it.
I do not want the interaction. In fact, don't talk to me and don't look at me.
Let me check my own things out. Thank you.
Unless something's wrong with the register, then I need your help. Is Katie the jerk for refusing to let the people with a few items go in front of her when she had a full cart? Mm. I say not a jerk, man. I say you don't owe anyone anything. You were in line in your spot. They are not entitled to go in front of you if they have fewer items. It's just the way it works out, man.
Gee, I gotta be honest. I agree with you on this one.
These friends of hers that are telling her she's a jerk should have just let the woman go ahead with a couple of items. What
would it
snooze,
have been
you lose. shoes.
Would it have been courteous to let the elderly lady go ahead of you so she could be in and out?
Probably.
Sure. Yes. I don't disagree to that one bit. Mm-hmm. But where I disagree is that that old lady could have also gone to a different aisle.
Yeah.
She also could have maybe come a little sooner.
Totally.
She couldn't have gotten in line a little quicker. Or she could have asked you before you got up there and started scanning your own items. Or before your items started to get scanned. What? Are you kidding me?
Nah, man.
We're in a world where everybody assumes that they're the main character.
That's the thing.
Nah,
it's
dog.
All about me. Well, everyone's got to do what I need. Yeah, we're all self-centered.
Oh, you're short on time today? Guess what, lady? Me too.
So am
Why
I.
You think I rushed through the store and put 500 things in my cart and now I'm trying to get up out of here?
Yeah.
I got kids to pick up. I got things to do. No. I agree with you. She's not the jerk.
Yeah, this is making me angry. But Katie says some of her friends said she was. 414-533-1037. Is Katie the jerk for refusing to let the lady go ahead of her? When she had a full cart, the lady behind her had a few items. We'll take your calls and text next. Kiss FM.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Katie wrote into the show. She wants to know if she's the jerk because she was racing to get stuff at the grocery store. She had a full cart because she had family coming into town. She gets in the regular checkout. The self-checkouts were open. She gets in the regular checkout line. The lady behind her had 7 to 8 items and asked if she could go ahead. And she said, no, you cannot. I'm in a hurry, too. She wants to know if she's a jerk for not letting the older lady behind her go ahead.
I've been thinking about this a little bit. And I see where somebody might go, yeah, sure, the jerk. Because Katie could have also gone to the self-checkout and expedited her own process,
she
right?
She had a full cart and liquor. She was going to slow up the self-checkouts
either
and screw
way.
Everybody, man.
Either way, but there's normally at least like 10 self-checkouts, whereas one or two actual checkout lanes. So maybe she would have moved it along a little faster. And I just don't know who those self-checkout lanes are for. The people with a lot of stuff or the people with a little bit of stuff?
Well,
I'm still saying she's not the jerk, but it's just I've evolved my thought and I try to devil's advocate myself, right?
Well, then devil's advocate this. Then the old lady could have saved herself time and gone to the self-checkout. How about that?
What if Boomer doesn't know how to use a self-checkout?
My mom knows how to use a self-checkout. My mom's a Boomer. Stop.
I can tell you my grandfather, who just turned 94 this past week.
What is he doing out of the house anyway at 94? Isn't he somebody driving
Ain't nobody stopping him from doing nothing. Okay? Ain't nobody gonna stop that man from doing nothing. I would love to see you try to stop that man from going out.
The apple does not fall far from the tree.
Show don't. It showed that none of the apples did. We're right around the root, baby. Ain't nobody gonna stop nothing.
Right around the root.
Right around. But I'm still saying not the jerk, even though I hear where somebody could go, oh man, I'm holding 7 things in my hand.
Just
They're getting heavy.
Go.
Just let me buy, please.
Okay. Let's start off with Shay in Greendale, who calls the show all the time, does not have a theme song, but ironically, I ran into Shay this weekend at the Princeton Club.
You did tell me you saw Shay.
We were at the pool together. Good morning, Shay in Greendale.
Hey, good morning, Allie and Deezy.
I see you took my spot at the pool, so that's why I didn't get hit up, because you
sure
was there.
Did. She sure did.
Well, yeah, man, you took too long to get there.
I walked out to the pool on Sunday. I see one of my best friends. I walk over to her, and I go, you didn't tell me you were coming to the pool, and she introduces me to Shay, and that's when we realized I was talking to Shay in Greendale. I had no idea it was one of our listeners who calls, and we got to meet in person. Just
that's
coincidence.
So cool.
She's friends with my friend. We had no idea.
Small world.
They go to school together.
It was,
their kids.
It was so hilarious because like I'm listening to them talk. I'm like, man, her voice just sounds so familiar. And then she's introducing her kids. She's like, there's Owen. I'm like, man, that
there's
sounds
Hudson.
Really familiar.
No, really? Wait, you said who and who?
I'm like, it's just
what?
All clicking.
What right. Small world.
My friend's daughter goes, you listen to 103.7. And then it went bam. I was like, Allie, I'm Jay from Greendale.
Oh my gosh, Shay!
We hugged. It instant best friends.
Instant. What a small world. Shay, what do you
Hello.
Think? Is Katie the jerk for refusing to let the lady go ahead of her in line at the grocery store?
She is not the jerk. See, I'm this person. When I go shopping, I literally shop for the months so it looks like I'm feeding an army. I hate going to the grocery store, so I shop for the months. But here's the thing. I'm not in a rush, so I usually let the people who don't have a lot of stuff go in front of me.
Okay.
However, she's different because she is in a rush. You know, she got there and enough time and she's got to go. She's got places to go. We have places to go.
Yeah.
So with her being no, I got to get this stuff going. Then she's not the jerk. And the old lady, like you said, self-checkout. I think that if you have a little bit of stuff, the 1 to 2 items, go check it out yourself. Why are you waiting for someone else to do it? Just go and do it. It's going to be much quicker. If, like you said, you don't have alcohol, even quicker. You know, they still have to come and check you if you're at that self-checkout.
The old lady's
wrong.
That
is true. No, that is true.
The old lady's wrong. That's what I'm saying. Katie did the right thing by going through the regular checkout with a full cart.
Yes.
And the old lady's wrong.
I'm probably the jerk. Yeah, I'm probably there because I've actually gone to the checkout with a huge pile of stuff because those lines are too long. It's like, nah, I'm going to try this myself.
Right.
Done that
made
too.
Everybody else wait. So, I mean, it's like, I do not think she's a jerk. I think she had every right to be like, no, today is a no. But maybe another day I could have said yes. But at this moment, it's a no.
If I wasn't in a rush, sure, you can go ahead of me. But if I'm trying to get up in, get out, no, I'm sorry. I don't care if you only got a bag of chips. You ain't cutting me.
The bird gets the worm. That's it. She beat her to the checkout.
They can wait. Your
that
eight bag
part.
Of chips can be behind of my items, or you can go self-checkout yourself. There
might
you
as well
you're
open the bag of chips and start eating them, because I'm going to be a while. Get comfortable. Grab a drink.
Bag seven.
Shay,
all right, Shay.
It's good to hear from you, and I'm glad I got to meet you this weekend.
Yes, thank you. You too have a wonderful rest of your week, okay?
You too. Bye.
Lindsay is in Muskego this morning. Lindsay, good morning. Do you think Katie's a jerk for refusing to let the woman go in front of her at the store? The woman only had 7 to 8 items. She had a full cart.
That sounds like not a jerk, and the lady who had 7 to 8 items is a jerk for even asking. You got in line behind her knowing how many items she had.
That
it
part.
It was new information. It's not like, surprise, I have all these items.
Right.
No, you were in line behind her.
She's so right she eyed up the line. She saw the girl with the full cart. She saw Katie with the full cart.
And still got in line. I didn't think about that.
And still asked her to go in front of her.
Like, come on.
Like, entitled. I cannot.
Right. No.
That part.
And you know what? I hate self-checkout. I hate them.
Thank
I don't
you.
Know why they're a thing.
Oh,
I
love them.
If I'm checking myself out, I better get a discount.
Thank you.
I'm saving some money. I'm working for free right now.
Thank you.
I'm not a free worker.
Lindsay.
I hate it so much.
Lindsay.
I hate it so much.
The discount is having no one talk to you or bother you. That's the discount.
The discount is me maybe forgetting to scan something. Okay? The discount is me maybe forgetting whatever's at the bottom of the cart.
Well, now you're breaking the law. Come
on. No, I'm not. I just forgot. I don't work here. I don't remember everything that's in this cart. That's your job, not mine. Whoops, my bad.
Okay, you can't say I get to steal now because they have self-checkout.
I didn't say steal. No, I said I forgot.
That's not okay.
Okay. Well, I thought that's what you were saying.
Well,
Lindsay, my bad.
When I said it was okay, but then when Lindsay says it, all of a sudden it's wrong. All of a sudden her morals matter, but mine don't. Okay.
Ain't nobody worry about you.
Hey, thanks for calling.
I know, guys.
Lindsay.
I know, guys. You guys have a great day, but Janet Jackson was amazing this past weekend.
Ooh, that was on Sunday.
I don't know if you saw her, but for 57, she's amazing.
She's working
it. But she's all the things.
Good.
All the things.
I'm glad you got to go see her this weekend.
Buddy.
Nice.
I did. It was amazing.
Lindsay, thanks for calling.
Good night. Good day.
Good day. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. All that stuff. Good night. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye.
Last but not least, Gina and Gabby, her daughter, in the pickup line this morning. Good morning. Gina and Gabby, how are you?
Hey.
Good morning. It's just Gina. I'm flying solo. Gabby has to go to school.
This is a long am I the jerk. My bad. Listen, let's get into it. Is Katie the jerk?
Thing is, so I'm in pick and save right now. So this is like a trigger and I'm about to go in. So totally not a jerk. Mm-hmm. The boomer is a jerk for assuming that her time is more valuable than the person in front of her. She knew how many things were in line. She saw she had a big cart. She could have went self-checkout. That's what it's for.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
Cut and dry, honestly.
I feel like we all agree, and I feel like finding someone to say the jerk is going to be hard today because even the texts mostly are not a jerk. You did not have to let this woman go around you with 7 items. It's her fault for getting behind you in line.
Mostly. I haven't seen a jerk yet.
No, and somebody said, this has me fired up. People are mad.
Somebody's at the store right now, just like Gina.
and like DZ said, what if she would have paid with pennies or a check? Then I'm the jerk in line. Everyone's looking at me like, thanks, bro.
Right. Like now we all backed up because you let them go ahead of you.
Oh, well, thank you for calling, Gina. We appreciate your input.
Enjoy your weekend.
Have a good time at the store. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, does the lady not see the irony in calling Katie selfish and entitled while asking for special treatment? Not the jerk. And that about sums it up.
Unanimous decision, y'all.
Coming up next, I took my kids somewhere special this weekend in the Milwaukee area. I'll tell you next. We're not in the bed, but we are at Target, baby. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I had a great, fun-filled long weekend with my kids.
You was all over town.
We went swimming every day. Princeton Club, Cool Waters, you name it, we were out. We were outside. The streets were calling me, DC.
And you brought your boys with.
And I brought them with. And let me tell you something. We did something I have been promising them that we could do for weeks. And you're going to laugh when I tell you what it is.
What happened? Wait, why am I going
to
laugh?
Because it's so basic. My kids have been dying to go to the two-story Target at Bayshore. Now, listen.
You're right, I'm going to laugh.
Yeah, of course you are. I told them a few weeks ago, did you guys know there's a two-story Target at Bayshore? And they went, what? If there's a two-story Target, that means it has a bigger toy section, Mom. That was all they cared about.
Logic.
All they cared about. And I said, it probably does. So I said, you know what? One of these days when we're in the mood, we'll go over to Bayshore and I'll show it to you. Because that two-story Target's been there for a minute now.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, everybody knows about the two-story Target.
I thought they did until I posted it on my Instagram story and people kept messaging me going, where's there a two-story Target? And I go, apparently, we need to get on the microphone and let people know.
There's a two-story Target.
At Glendale, right next to Bayshore. You literally get off at Bayshore, at Silver Spring.
Right.
And it's right next, it's connected.
You can drive through Bayshore and get there. It's the old Target.
That's right. You park in the garage. At Bayshore, you can still get to it.
Yep, exactly.
It's right on the other side of Kohl's on the back end. Anyway, if you know Bayshore, you know what I'm talking about. So we went, and it turned into a whole outing for me and my kids.
Did you lose them in the new Target?
No.
The two-story?
They stayed in the toy section while I continued to have my go. But the coolest part of it was they had never seen a two-story store where you have a cart that you have to put on the escalator.
Oh, the little cart corral.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I told them, I said, well, they have one at Whole Foods downtown, but you've never been to Whole Foods downtown, so you've never seen the two-story cart rides up to the next floor.
Right.
Because some people take the elevator, but you don't have to. So that became a whole new experience for them, was learning how to push the cart up the escalator. I said, well, if you move to a big city one day, you're going to have to know how to use some of this stuff.
You're going to have to know how to use this Target one day.
These are like stupid life skills, like how to put a cart on an escalator. Like, how does this work, right?
And how to not let people cut you in line.
Right, exactly. This is important. So I just had to share that the joy on their faces when we drove all the way to Glendale just to go to a two-story Target, which has all the same stuff as my Target in Brookfield.
It's a regular Target.
It's a regular Target. I'm not going to lie.
Just by level, that's all.
But it was a fun little outing and something to do for us. You know?
I do remember getting excited the very first time I went in there, because I was like, dude, this is two stories.
Well, you had us meet at two-story Target.
Right.
I mean, hello.
I love a one-story Target. I can only imagine how much love I'm going to have for a two-story Target.
Seriously.
I did think double the stuff, too. I ain't going to lie. I was like, they got to have a bigger section for everything.
They probably did, honestly. Have you been in that Target?
I've been in
that.
I go to that Target religiously.
Okay. I had never been in it.
I used to stay on the east side all the time for work, right? So anytime you needed to go to Target, there was two Targets that I go to.
The one on Chase? Yep.
or the one in Glendale. In Bayshore.
I was either
Bayshore or Bayview, but it was one of the two Targets. So I know that Target very well. Mm-hmm. I love that Target.
That was fun. Well, that's a fun little outing for parents with kids. As long as you don't stay too long and they don't ask, because they ask for stuff.
Facts. Oh, did you buy them anything?
Of course I did.
Oh, of course
you did.
Like
a sucker. Because they left me alone while I shopped for a long time. And trust me, did I shop for a long time? They left me alone.
Mama
great.
Needed that time, huh?
Everybody was great, let me tell you. Two-story Target. Thank you. The end. So there you go. I just wanted to tell you about our outing this weekend. Hope everybody else had a great long weekend. Kiss FM. Oh, it's Morgan Wallen. Sky's on fire. This is Last Night. Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, do you remember when I told you Kylie Jenner was seeing this Timothy Chalamet guy?
Yeah, kinda.
She's still... I said to you, DZ, I said, when did her and Travis Scott break up? And what did I miss that her and her baby daddy, they have two kids together. They just had a second
didn't they
one
just
like
have?
A year ago.
Didn't we just find out the new name?
Yeah. What, Air or whatever their kid's name?
Yeah, Air.
I'm like still surprised because I'm trying to process that she's not with Travis Scott. And then I got to see these stories about her.
Or is she with Travis Scott?
No, they're continuing to enjoy each other's company, her and this Timothy Chalamet guy.
Maybe their relationship is just that open, man. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Kylie enjoys dating, but her main focus is being a mom. Their relationship is not serious, but something is going on.
Kylie and Timothy? No.
Or Travis?
No, Travis. Kylie and Travis definitely broke up, and her and this Timothy dude have been canoodling for a little bit.
Definitely dating. They said she wants to date without any pressure. Well, that's every single parent when
everybody.
You first start dating again. You're like, you don't want the... Some people want to step in parent, but me, I'd be like, no.
Well, I feel like y'all are in two different walks of life. Like, Kylie has definitely just been with Travis, is just not with another dude,
Kylie
had a baby.
Is 40 in her mind.
Oh my gosh.
Haven't you... Well, you don't watch the Kardashians. You
not anymore.
Seen them talk about how much she has grown up and how much older she is for her age, because that they said that's why she had kids so young, was because she was bored. Like, she had lived so much life and she was 40 in her mind because everything had been done by the time Kylie was 25 or whatever.
I guess.
They have a 15-month-old. That's how old Air is. Then they have a 5-year-old daughter, Stormy. Then they have Air, their 15-month-old son, and they've been off and on again since 2017, since they had the first one.
They're gonna have at least one more baby, name him Tornado.
And then Timothy Chalamet, he's going to be in Willy Wonka. That's the movie that we all know him from.
Yep.
And Dune Part 2 is the other show he's in. But listen, Kylie Jenner, I'm still trying to process. She's not with Travis Scott. Now I got to deal with she's with the Willy Wonka guy.
They'll be back together. I'm calling it. They're going to have one more baby and call him Tornado.
Willy Wonka guy is just a distraction for a little bit.
Until...
She has the third one with
Thank
Travis.
You.
Okay, got it. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And DZ had a very big life update this weekend. You were doing something that takes a lot of work and a lot of patience and a lot of time. Bless your heart, you and your wife.
And we are still doing something because unfortunately, I wish I had a more fruitful, a more positive update. But y'all...
You haven't even told the basic update of what you're doing.
Well, yeah, that's true. We're house hunting. We're buying a house. Mm-hmm. We're in the process. We're doing the whole rigmarole of going around, seeing places, dreading the fact that we might have to leave the neighborhood that we currently live in, because we love living in Bayview. We really, really enjoy it, but it's time.
The background was you wanted to live in this house you were renting, and the owner's not going to sell it, and so now you're moving, and it's go time.
We got to go. It's go time, and realistically, we would like to do it before the time frame we were given, because we were told we need to be out of our house at the latest, August. September we could dip into if needed. But we don't want to take advantage of that possibility. We'd like to find a place of our own, now knowing that we're not going to be living in the place that we're currently living in.
As soon as you found out you had to move, you were like, that's it.
Bet. Let's go.
We're not screwing all around and waiting. We just want to deal with this and move and
exactly.
be done.
So
the market's tough. You're fighting everybody for houses right now.
For about a month, we've been fighting people.
Yeah.
And actually, over the weekend, man, we put in our first offer on a home. We found a home that we really enjoyed. It had only been on the market for a few days, and they're fielding some offers. So we went up ahead and put in an offer on a home.
This weekend?
This weekend.
You did.
We did. We put in an offer over asking. We didn't even try to negotiate. We was like, hey, the market is hot right now. When people are buying realistically, no matter what the price is,
hell yeah.
Even though I think y'all are crazy, I guess we're going to have to be crazy with y'all. So here we go.
Right.
Here's the over asking price. Still got outbid. By a quote unquote substantial amount. My only guess is that somebody went and one-upped us by like 5-10 grand off of whatever we offered, because that 5-10 grand is going to make a difference at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, I don't have great news to report that we're moving to wherever, such and such, because y'all know I would have came up in here loud and proud. We moving this such and we going to be on this street. Come find me at this corner. I'm already finding my bars. I'm already like, this is where the liquor store going to be. Look, we're far away from a Target.
You're in Bayview. Where are you looking? Are you looking besides Bayview or everywhere?
Everywhere. Let me tell you right, I will draw the line for you.
Yeah.
We are looking south of Wisconsin Avenue.
Okay.
We are looking east of 108th. And we are looking north of Rawson.
Okay.
That rectangle right there that you just drew in your brain?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
from Bayview to basically Muskego.
South
of Wisconsin Avenue.
Yes.
I mean, even a little bit north. We're dabbling. We're reaching out. But that is the main area of concentration. So we could just call it between Bayview and West Dallas. Catch us anywhere between there. How about that?
Yeah. I think you should move by me. I think it'd be great.
I'm not seeing anything in New Berlin, fam. I gotta be honest. I've looked. At this rate, we're looking everywhere. We don't care anymore. We just would love to be in our next home before next month.
We put, or not we put, my neighbors sold their house a year ago. And I mean, I don't even know why they put the sign up. The night it went on the market, it sold. Like, there was no point in having an open house. I'm like, why are they having it open? This is stupid. This thing sold the day it went on the market.
That's how it's going right now. Right about now, everything you're seeing, no matter what it is, in basically any condition.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if we pull up and we like something, we got to draft an offer quick. Because the reality is, and something our realtor that we're working with right now said, as soon as you see something you like, do something about it. Because the chance of it is going to be there next week or next month, few and far in between. Houses that people like and the houses that are done well, that are basic turnkey, whatever it is, are going ASAP.
Right.
And it's quite frankly scary as a buyer because you're going, all right, well, now we got to offer who knows XYZ amount over. So that was.
And you know what sucks is if you go for one, because DZ, you're handy. You can fix things. Yeah. You can fix up a house.
Yes.
I will
YouTube it and figure it out if I don't. Like, right. I'm cognizant of all that.
So you're not afraid to find a fixer upper.
Nope.
But the damn problem is if you guys find one of those, and tell me if I'm wrong, some flipper comes in with a ton of money and outbids people that are trying to just get into that. Like, that's what kills. I'm all for flippers and what they do, and I respect it. But then it screws people, regular people like us, who have a budget, who then want to get into a house, and they come, woo, if you're going for one that needs work.
With their big budget, right. And we're at the rate right now,
man.
We don't want to necessarily have a fixer-upper. Like, I'm not trying to buy a house for $100,000 and then have to put another $100,000-$150,000 into it and fixes.
If you have no choice because the market's a hot, you know.
For the right home, as long as we can move into the home while we're doing the work, I don't mind that. We got the family members too. My father-in-law, my wife's father, he has been a foreman building houses. He could build the house from scratch in like a month, dog. So realistically, her brother on top of that, he be milling wood as a part-time, as like a little hobby gig. We don't need to go out about and find crazy contractors. They're in-house.
We're gonna
get it at budget, you know, not at cost, at budget. So whatever it is that we can pay, realistically we're only paying for material for any fixes. So the fixer-upper is not out of the ball game, but we would like to move into something
it's
that
not
we're
a
gonna
perfect
enjoy.
Scenario.
Yeah, we want the yard, we want the garage, we want the fence for the animals, but we also want to enjoy our living space and have enough space for us to live. We need at least 3 bedrooms. You know what I mean? Like right now, sure, it's me, my wife, and our son, but my little sister watches baby Sammy. She's our nanny. She stays with us throughout the week. It'd be nice to have her a space to live.
Yeah.
And eventually, family gonna grow.
Yeah.
You know all that. So it's
kids.
Like, come on, man. We're gonna do 4 bedrooms, 5 bedrooms. We're basically looking for a duplex at this rate.
Right.
And let me tell you what, they go quick. Everything is going so fast. My brain
can't process.
I've got 90 tabs open in my phone right now. 89 of them are houses.
House hunting is so awesome. It's awesome and stressful at the same time. Like, it's fun, yet it's a nightmare at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, but we are having a lot of fun discussing. Like, my favorite part about house hunting
now. You're dreaming about the future.
Is that and envisioning yourself in the space.
Isn't that neat, though, to think about you and Aaron and your family's future? Like, oh, this is where we're going to be next year.
Yep.
And Sammy's going to turn 3 here.
Right.
Or, you know, maybe we'll add to our family in this house. And that's the thinking about your future can be really fun.
And it has been really fun, but also really stressful. My favorite part has been, though, us envisioning ourselves in the space. And when baby Sammy has come to see some of the houses with us, young samurai, you know, we judge it by him. If he goes, wow, we usually going, wow. Mm-hmm. If he says, ew, we're normally saying, ew. He's kind of been that decider, man. So it's been really awesome looking at homes, but now we're just ready to actually be in one.
Right.
You know, it feels like the process takes forever, but once it happens and once it's through, we know that every bid that we put in that hasn't gone through has been for a reason, and things that are contingent now that we've liked are for a reason. The perfect home for us will pop up.
What are you going to do if it doesn't?
What do you
I know
mean?
You. I'm not trying to be negative.
What you
I'm
mean?
Trying to get you in every aspect. Will you rent? You just have to rent again until you find it, right? Which is not the ideal, though.
We are
not doing that.
We're not gonna say renting is our first choice, because at that rate,
it's your last choice.
It's the last choice. If If we need to rent again, we will. Sure, of course. We're not going to be homeless, right? But
mom's just making sure you're ready for every scenario.
Yeah, but, I appreciate that,
but
mom.
I want to know where we're living to.
You want to know where the next cookout's going to be, man?
I'm part of the fam here. I'm like, where are we living next?
Your investor's like, where's the next place we're playing Honk and Sip? What's up?
That's right. Where am I pulling up to next?
Come on now.
Exactly.
That's exactly it. So we'll in due time know where it is. For right now, even if it's a condo, do we want an HOA? No. Mm-hmm. But we're seeing some decent condos out here that got the space that we need. So it's like, though we prefer a single family, though we'd prefer to probably splurge for a duplex and then make a little money back, we're even looking at condos.
Yeah.
Apartments? Nah. Condos and townhomes? Yeah.
Okay.
Wherever.
Natasha wrote in and said, DZ, buy a fixer-upper and I'll help you design it. They just got to find a house first. Right. We got to find the damn house is what the first thing is, right?
Mm-hmm.
414-533-1037. You can always text or call and give DZ any advice or input you want. He might not take it. He might totally take it.
All input is welcome at this rate.
But this is a big milestone looking for, and this is your first house you and the wife are going to buy. Big deal. Like when you find a house, I'm coming out with a ribbon and one of those big fake scissors.
No, dude, don't you do that. Don't you dare do that.
Ribbon cutting?
No, actually do that. That'll be fun.
I'm going to call the mayor of whatever city you move to and tell them they have to come out and cut the ribbon.
It's going
to
be Milwaukee. So Chevy, you hear that?
Hey, pull up.
Pull up, Chevy.
All right, we'll take your calls and your texts next. Kiss FM. Oh, Robert in Brookfield who just texted in. Huh, he's got a house. Oh, he's got a house near my house. You know what? I'm not reading this on the air.
It's an off-air
he's
read?
He's got a secret listing hasn't been listed yet, and it's so close to my house.
Hey, Robert, keep it low. We going to talk.
I'm not reading this on the air.
No, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Okay. What's wrong with you, man? I might have just found a house.
It's right by my house. Okay, listen. We're talking about how DZ and his wife are house hunting. First-time homeowners. And you guys have been looking. You got to find a house by when?
I was going to say, we got to buy the house first. We're first-time home buyers, homeowners.
Sorry, my bad.
you're speaking it into existence for us. That's speaking it into fruition.
And I know a guy. AdamDeputy.com.
Wepa.
You need a mortgage guy? I got you.
You know.
Claire is in Menominee Falls because we're taking all the suggestions this morning. Claire, good morning. DZ and his wife put an offer in this weekend. It got outbid. Mm-hmm. What's your advice, Claire?
Good morning.
Good morning. Talk to us.
I was in your boat about a year ago. We put in, I can't kid you not, at least 7 offers in.
Oof.
Yes. And we were outbid by like 30-40 grand.
Oh.
Each time.
Oh, that's rough.
I'm crying. Ouch.
Right.
Oof. Go on.
One thing that someone told me and which kind of helped is this is summertime. Everyone is looking to buy a house before the school year. If you can hold off until fall, that's when the market usually calms down because not everyone is going to be looking at houses because they have to be in before the school year.
True.
So my suggestion, I know it's not the perfect suggestion, but if you can, wait at least until fall.
Ooh, I wish. Oh, I wish.
I know.
They can't.
I know.
Claire, they can't. We don't got the ability to do that.
It was like one of those.
The perfect scenario, though.
I know. Another suggestion is when you walk to the house, within like 2 minutes of like you get the vibe, put an offer in.
True. True. And that's exactly what happened over this weekend.
Yeah.
We got that vibe, and I was walking through the basement. I was like, no, I love it. We were walking upstairs, I was like, we should put an offer in. Mm-hmm. We hadn't even seen the upstairs yet. And I was
like,
we should put an offer. I got that vibe. I got exactly what Claire's talking about. I had that sensation. Like the pimples on my arm was coming up. I had goose pimples. I was see us living here. Ooh.
You're in to commit. You're ready.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I was ready. Mm-hmm. If I love the house, I love the kitchen. Everything about it was beautifully remodeled head to toe. I was like, yes, this is our next home. Damn. Yes.
And you got outbid.
Remember, if you do get outbid, it's not because they put more money in, it's because sometimes they waive the inspection.
The realtor we're working with did say that a lot.
Don't
that people
do
are
that,
waiving
man.
Plenty so, expansions, making it worthwhile for the seller. It's a seller's market,
but
man.
But getting rid of the inspection can be really stupid because if something is seriously wrong, you could really be in trouble when you buy a house and not know about it.
Nah,
oh my
true.
God. Okay, so listen, thank you for calling, Claire. We appreciate you.
good luck.
Thank you, Claire. Thank you. I appreciate
that.
Talk to you later.
All the vibes of getting a house.
And send me houses, too. The vibes and houses. Send me those.
I will.
Bye, Claire.
Do you ever have that voice in your head and you hear it, but your dad? It's no one more than your father yelling at you. That's going to be my dad. Don't skip the inspection. You got to do it. Flora is in Waukesha, our girl this morning. Hey, Flora. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We doing all right. Honestly, we going to be better once we find me a house.
Right.
But talk to us.
Mando bendiciones. Bendiciones. So you get it. You get it.
Amen, Flora. She's saying sending blessings, like good vibes. Yeah, bendiciones is blessings to find a home.
Okay.
Amen, Flora. Se le aprecia. Gracias.
Mm-hmm. What do you got?
Yes, absolutely. So I am also looking to buy a home.
Ooh. You guys are gonna fight.
I went through a nonprofit organization here called La Casa de Esperanza. They have a financial stability program that helps people get, you know, back on track. They're the ones who helped me with my job. They're the ones who helped me get my first car. They're the ones who've done a lot of things in my life to make me progress to be the person that I'm growing to be.
That's amazing.
But what they do have is called a first-time home buyer program. It is a two-part class. Each class is about 3 hours long. And what they do is they bring everybody in. They bring in the lender. They bring in the home inspector. They bring in the mortgage person. They bring in, we talk to WIDA. We talk about down payment assistance programs. They talk about everything that's available to you to be able to get these houses. And once you take these two programs, you meet with a financial stability coach, and you can come in with no money or you can come in having $100,000 saved. Either way, they're going to help you get to where you need to be to find that house.
Ooh.
There's a lot of programs out there for first-time home buyers, regardless of your income. There's some income-controlled ones and other ones that are grants and loans that can that you can get forgiven if you stay in your house the whole 30-year loan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Those types of things. So
I'm familiar with this.
My best advice is to go through La Casa de Esperanza.
Mm-hmm.
Speak with Gina Sanchez Juarez. Speak with Crystal Monsivais. They have
Flora.
Like some of the best education to give you to get to that home.
Okay.
I like that.
I like it. I feel like I've interviewed them before.
Maybe.
La Casa de Esperanza. I feel like
I have. They have like an amazing program.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Not a lot of people know it, and they work with the Greater Milwaukee area. They work with UMOS. They work with Voces de la Frontera. They work with all these people in these programs to be able to get everybody where they need to be. And it's a nonprofit. You are not paying for anything. They are not expecting anything from you except for you to show up to those classes and to learn this education.
Nice. That sounds absolutely amazing. I mean, and the thing is, most of these things, the education that you receive isn't just for the home, isn't just for the home buying. Like, it's transcending so many layers past that to make you a responsible homeowner and just individual.
I feel like everybody needs this in school growing up, by the way.
School and as adults. Like,
get rid of some of these stupid classes we take. Like, I didn't need chemistry. I needed how to buy a house. If somebody could have taught me that.
Exactly.
Like, no, for real, though. Like, you know what I'm talking
You're so
about. Flora.
I can give you that phone number, my dear, too.
We got
I
have it.
It right here
we got
in my
it.
Phone.
Oh,
Flora.
I done pulled it up. Flora,
we got it.
Listen.
Perfect.
I see the address. I got the number. I'm on the way, basically. I really appreciate that suggestion.
If
thank you.
If people can't Google, and nowadays when you give them a business, I don't know what to tell people. We got you, Flora. Don't you worry.
Google
we're on it.
The world.
I know that's right. Flora, appreciate you. Have a good day.
Bye.
You guys have a great morning. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Erica's in Cudahy. Erica, we're running out of time. Real quick, what is your advice? DZ and his wife are house hunting. What do you got for us?
That was us about a year and a half ago. It was 2 years in September. We wanted a forever home. We were trying really hard to find that, and then we had to dial it back and just kind of say, all right, what can we live in for the next 5 to 8 years that will hold us down, have enough space for us to grow, be maintainable? I mean, because there's a lot of houses out there that haven't had anything done to them since the 50s, and they still want $300,000 for that much.
Which is crazy!
Isn't it crazy?
And you go in the basement, and it stinks like mold, and there's cracks in the walls, and there's, you know, like, you can see the spots in the ceilings. And
oh,
you're like,
you've seen some of the houses we've seen. Okay, got it.
Yes,
got it.
Yes,
Erica knows exactly what we've been
realistically,
looking.
Realistically, yes.
Right,
man.
Right.
But we did finally find a house. I mean, we started in March, and we didn't buy it until September. So
wow.
Well, DZ.
We put in offers, like probably at least 10 to 15 offers.
Yikes.
Like, we were offering people moving money. We were offering people we just
points and credits and this and that. Oh, you were offering it up.
Okay. Yeah, we were we're not going to go crazy. One thing we didn't budge on was the inspection and the appraisal. Please do not give those two things up.
Really?
Please do not give those two things up. And I know they tell you to, but if anybody doesn't want to let you, if they don't want to let you have an inspection, they already know something's wrong with their house.
Interesting. I feel that because we just found out realistically that the inspection and the appraisal are two different inspections. Mm-hmm. You can waive the inspection,
that's right,
but the appraisal still needs to be done. So we're like, listen, if it's the perfect house.
You can even waive the appraisal.
No.
Yeah. Because that's how people are getting screwed over too. They're waiving the appraisal and then they come through and they're like, oh yeah, your house isn't comping at what you think. Like, you have to pay that extra cash out of pocket.
Yikes.
Not paying that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, listen, we can talk about this forever.
All day.
We could talk about this all day.
Moral of the story, send me the houses that y'all are seeing for sale, please.
And thank you in advance. Have a great day.
You too. Good luck.
Bye, Erica.